following the game on Friday spoke about a consistent effort. I think you saw that from your team tonight. What did you see?
I think we were more in control of our defensive game, not giving too much, especially the first two periods. We were, even when the game was tied, I felt we were in control of where the puck was going. We did some good stuff in the D zone coverage, breaking out, good supports, way more consistent in our decisions with the puck and without the puck. So, and it's always lead to good results. I like that consistency. We won the special teams battles. I think it was a solid team win. Just like it reminds me of our second game of the season, only game four, but our the game we won against Grand Rapids was pretty much the same kind of effort, team effort. And when we do play like this, we're a pretty good team.
What did you see out of Jansen Harkins playing in his first game of the season?
I like him. I think he's a smart player. I understand his game. I understand, even when he makes a mistake, I understand why. Young player, very mature player. He makes good decisions. I think he can be a player that we can use as a center, as a winger, can play special teams, power play. He's got a touch for the net. He has improved his skating in the summer. So, not that it was weak, but he's faster now. So it's he's a good player.
Another player you moved up was Mason Alpton, moved him up onto the wing on the second line. What did you see from him?
Well, you know, I like the way he drives the net. I like his intensity. He's one of the guys that we felt played really solid game the first game against Cleveland. So we wanted to promote him, and he's a guy we want to develop as a center and as a winger. So he's going to be moving from center to winger. So he's but he's driving the net. He's pushing the pace. He's good on the forecheck. We saw him going to the net, especially coming from the neutral zone and from the offensive zone in the corner to the net. So he's I like his the energy he brings to the team.
Where do you see Buddy Robinson's game? He showed some pretty good jump there early, got you guys going.
Yeah, I really like this game. He's got a long reach. He's a smart player. He's a mistake-free kind of guy. So his body positioning, he's using his body in a good way to defend, and he's got a good stick. He'll knock some pucks down. He's got a real good awareness of where he should be on the forecheck. So when he plays like this, he's a big plus for our team.
Deceptively fast too, it seemed to me.
I'm sorry?
Deceptively fast.
Yeah, well, he's got, for a big body like him, he can skate, that's for sure. So when he plays like this, he can put pressure on the forecheck. He's coming back hard. He's accountable on the ice, and then that's what I like about him.
In addition to the young players we already spoke about, like Harkins and Appleton, you also have guys like Niku and Spachek playing on the power play, and of course Connor Ross like playing all situations, including the PK.
Yeah.
Are you, I don't want to say amazed, but are you happy with how the key roles the young players are playing on the team in all situations?
Well, that's the reason we're here. That's the purpose of our team, to develop those guys, and there's still lots of work to be done. I think, and I've seen it in the past, when a player that is coming from Europe, he needs to adjust to a smaller ice surface and the forechecks. The forechecks are different in North America, and especially in the American League and the NHL. So it takes a few months for a player to get used to that, and that's the part Sammy needs to improve. But he's explosive with the puck. He changes direction really quick. Tight turns, cutbacks, offensively, when he sees an opportunity to skate with the puck, he does it. I think he's a good threat on the power play. We can develop him there. So that's he's got a player. He's a player that has a lot of tools. Now we just bring or let him adjust to North America, but we're going to use him. Spotcheck, same thing there. He's a real solid two-way player. He's strong on the puck. He He's really strong on his skates for a smaller player. He doesn't play small. And he's another guy, just like Appleton. We want to use him as a center, as a winger, to develop him as much as we can on both positions and special teams. So we're going to use Jack. We know Jack, but we're going to use those guys in different situations where maybe they're going to make some mistakes, but that's our job, and that's why we exist.
Yes, maybe the difference between this year and last year, where you also had young players playing key roles last year, but it seems like a different team this year as far as the success you might be able to have, given a small sample size, with how good those young players are fitting into those roles.
Yeah, well, the difference between last year and this year, let's put it this way. The first game, we were down by 3 goals, and I felt we could come back. The mentality is right so far, and we're going to push them to keep it that way. But the new additions, experience, I think we can score goals. We can play. I think we can play. If the game is more offensive, we can play that type of game. If it's tight and the score is tight, we can play that game. We can play a solid game. We're physical enough. We have big bodies. If it becomes a physical game, we can play that type of game. So we have a different mix with older guys, and we have... And it does matter. We have the right people right now. So we're going to see how it's going to develop, but so far it's been pretty good.
Your captain took 4 penalties today, all sort of aggressive in nature, boarding, slashing, cross-checking. Is that a situation that you manage, or, you know, Patrice being a veteran, you just kind of, you know that he knows that's...
No, no. Nobody is. And Patrice is a great captain, but we can't afford that. There's some that you always, it's a judgment call, so the referee makes a call, and you live with those. But if you're on the power play, we don't want to get any. If you're on the PK, you don't want to give a 5-on-3, and we address that situation, and we'll do it with all players. He plays an aggressive style, so there's a fine line here. We want him to play this aggressive game, physical. So sometimes, I guess, you have to live with the decisions that are made, but it's something that was addressed, and we'll keep addressing it if it happens again with him or everybody.